This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. There has been profitability in the cattle markets since a recovery following the drought of 2012. Friday's USDA Cattle on Feed report confirmed large numbers of cattle in feedlots, with marketings down slightly and placements also down slightly from a month ago and last year. The big question now is the price of corn for the year ahead, based on the size and demand for this year's crop. It's a given that corn prices will be higher than in recent years, with corn hitting a five-year high just a week ago. But what should cow-calf operators do? And what about buying and backgrounding cattle this summer and fall to meet a rising market?
Here's John Prue, farmer and landowner at Prue Farms.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Enbridge reminds you to call 811 or click before you dig. Visit enbridge.com/811 to learn more.
In the feedlots over 1,000 head, a USDA report on Friday showed that the numbers are 11.5 million head, 2% above July 1 of a year ago. That's the highest July 1 inventory since they began keeping these numbers in 1996. Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock economist from Oklahoma State University, says cow-calf operators need to put a pencil the decisions they make in the months ahead. He spoke with Radio Oklahoma Ag Network farm broadcaster Ron Hayes.
Feeder cattle markets are reflecting that to some extent. I think there's more going on in the feeder markets as well. We had a very, fairly steep futures market correction over the last 8 weeks or so. Arguably, we went from, on the future side, too high to probably too low. So some of what we're seeing now is kind of a bounce back from maybe an overdone correction to the downside. And that combined with the uncertainty and the level of pressure from feed prices has put these big feeder cattle markets in a counter-seasonal move lower this summer. They typically move higher through the summer. We normally look for them to peak here in the next month or so. And what we're seeing now may be a chance for these markets to kind of pick back up that summer trend, albeit at a lower level than we earlier thought, but we could still see a little bit of that seasonal move here over the next few weeks.
Peel said producers need to decide whether to wean and sell calves early or have retained ownership to capture dollars in the year ahead.
In terms of weaning early, that's going to fit into, kind of how you view current calf markets relative to the feeder markets. We just sort of indicated that there may be some potential for hanging on to these calves in a stocker or backgrounding sense beyond weaning and putting a little weight on them. That's one consideration. The other one from a production side, of course, is if you're going to early wean those calves, then that's going to make some forage available. And so, one of the questions you have to answer is sort of what's the other use of that, or what's another use of that, and is there a better use of that than perhaps leaving those calves out there to a more typical weaning time. So I think there's a number of factors out there. And this summer period's been a little challenging. Cattle markets have been kind of looking for direction a little bit, trying to sort out all of these factors. And certainly we keep an eye on these feed markets in particular in terms of whether or not the timing of moving these weaning calves looks better at weaning or perhaps a little bit after weaning with some additional backgrounding weight put on those cattle.
That's Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock economist with Oklahoma State University. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.